I grew up hunting, and a lot of my life just revolved around being a Native American. Holding on to that identity is what got me through my years as a kid. But after college, things were a lot harder. My name is Canyon Plant Hawkes. I am 22 years old. I am Blackfeet and Bitterroot Salish. I'm from the Flathead Reservation in Montana, specifically Polson. I studied Indigenous Liberal Studies. I left college at 16, so before I left, I was really just a kid. My earliest memories are having anxiety attacks and just being anxious around different people. When you're so young, people call you shy, but really it was an anxiety disorder that never got better. I guess being LGBTQ+ and also Native American, even though I was on a reservation, the reservation's about 80% white. So I just didn't feel comfortable in my environment. We moved up to my grandma's house, and she lives in between two towns on our reservation. There wasn't any places to go get jobs in those towns. I was dealing with CPS and my cousin's kids and my grandpa, who had custody of those kids. I was also dealing with my grandpa's failing health. And when he did finally die, and those kids ultimately went to CPS, I was completely heartbroken. It didn't help that, you know, after months of trying to deal with that, my uncle also passed away. And then a few months after that, my cousin passed away. We moved to Yakima, Washington. And compared to Montana, Washington took COVID very, very seriously. Moving to a place where I had no friends, I didn't have any connections besides my parents and a few of my siblings, it was really tough. I decided to reach out for help with my mental health after a suicide attempt. Basically, although I didn't tell my little sisters, seeing them after that happened made me feel like I did need to get help. And after I did finally reach out to a psychiatrist, my mental health was declining even after the suicide attempt. And it just felt like I wasn't getting the help I need or reaching people that understood me fully. I had tried so many medications over the past 6 months and none of them helped. When I felt like I had nothing to do except stop taking the medication, my psychiatrist said that these meetings aren't working and I don't think I can help you the way you need. Where I come from, you see a lot of families deal with substance abuse against medication. And so there's always been this weird mental block for me with taking medication. And I felt like she didn't exactly understand that. Even after the psychiatrist told me she didn't want to meet with me anymore, I felt like at least I tried. I handled it as best as I could. And in the end, I didn't do anything to harm myself through that. I honestly felt a little bit more hopeful, I guess. I would say my younger sisters helped me cope. My sisters are Savannah and Arabella. They're still young enough that they obviously don't remember anything that happened throughout my childhood. So living with them, it healed my heart a little bit. It made me realize that, like, there are people out there who are worth caring for and who are worth being there for. When I look into them, I just see hope that, like, they're going to have a good life, and watching them have a good life will encourage me to do better for myself.